You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. We're live at the Champions Bar at BWI Marriott. Yeah, we got the hookup. That's how we do things. We hold this 30th episode. That's our big little anniversary. We got everybody here. We got the usual people, little brother Ray. We got Wally. We got our version of Big Tony Ron's here. And we got a special guest, Harold Jewett. Go ahead and say something for us, Harold. We talk about you all the time. Go ahead and say something.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Congratulate all of you for having this 30th episode at my job.
Wow.
I hope y'all don't put
this to me.
I know this is live, so if I get fired, I'm going to use this against y'all, and I'm coming to work for y'all, yeah. But
right
once
now,
again, I congratulate y'all.
Outfit. Right now, you got on a bright red, but, man, we just about to reflect on that 30th episode, Ray, man. I mean, this is your thing, man. What's up?
For sure, man. The first 29 episodes, I couldn't imagine being here, you know what I'm saying? Just remember when we got started on April 22nd, and we were nervous. We had, like, a piece of paper. We wrote a couple things down, and it's been fun ever since. We've established some relationships online. So one of my most memorable moments so far is just the day we got 200 followers on Twitter. Because, Wally, you can attest to this, man. You started Twitter for the Urban Sports Scene, and it was frustrating in the beginning,
dog.
It
was, man. We barely got responses from anybody. LeVar Arrington never responded to us.
We'll get to him.
Yeah, we'll get to him. So, you know, now we have, like, Jason Lockeford responding to us and things of that sort. For me, personally, what I remember the most is actually it's not even having to deal with the show per se. It was playing tennis with Ray, and we were just talking about getting this started and whatnot. And I was like, I was on the right, like, you down to do this? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, we're going to do it this day. You know what I mean? We start putting our names and everything, and I'm just happy it's working out this way. I think we've come a long way, so, and I'm real appreciative.
Yeah, man, I just want to thank Wally, because Wally's like the production manager, the editor, he's everything. He does a lot for the show, so we appreciate you, man. But
he's like our Lorenzo Alexander, man. He plays like offensive defense.
Wow, not the physique, though. Not the physique. Now Wally's going to starve himself. He's bulimic.
You know me.
But we had three big events happen, if you want to call it that, but just memorable moments, and one of them was episode 10 when Clinton Portis gave us a mini interview on Twitter, and Donnell Dogger had some things to say about him on a radio show. As we said, LeVar Arrington, we'll say his name. And Donnell Dogger actually responded to us on Twitter. And
he wasn't friendly.
He wasn't very nice about it, man. He actually told us to come see him.
Hey, man, I'm still waiting for him. I'm on Marlboro Pike all the time.
Exactly.
Shin with a five-piece chicken wing box. I mean, what's up? I'm waiting for him. Real Cold Guns, you know, they supply Murray's all around.
Actually, it's a dude we see on a regular basis in Donnell Dogger. And I don't think he was serious. He's a professional athlete. He makes millions of dollars. He's not paying us no attention. But obviously what we did intrigued him on the show, and he listened. And when I started this show again, when Wally started this show, I'm sorry, I never imagined LeVar Arrington and Donnell Doggett and Sheldon Williams listening to the show. So
And LeVar Arrington giving us the Nature Boy respect.
Hey, you know, man, we helped Sheldon Williams' career. He look at him, he's balling in Denver.
Sheldon Williams look good. He does look good.
See what happens when you make a comment?
I know.
Yeah, and Fish and Will, they did a segment about the Bishop Eddie Long in Atlanta, Georgia. I try to refrain from that type of stuff.
That was, you know, me and Will, we kind of had, you know, we had big fun with that Eddie Long thing. We just bounced back and forth, you know, showing up with the Bishop, you know, what he was doing. Man, it was kind of great the way we did that one.
And honestly,
Wally, just like Wally's rant on Rondo during most of the NBA playoffs, I mean, is he following us on Twitter?
Episode 7.
Not at all. But it is what it is. It was episode 7. Like Ray just said, I'm still staying by it. He's improved, but I still think Rondo is one of the most overrated point guards in the game.
Yeah, if you're on Podbean, go back to previous entries. Check out episode 7. You can fast forward to the end. It's all good. And listen to Wally's Rondo rant. But I just want to play a quick clip here. It's something we came up with. We've had some predictions here. We call ourselves experts, but a lot of the things we say haven't actually happened. How we play? I think I picked the Rangers to win the World Series and Josh Hamilton the MVP.
You was on Tampa Bay.
I know.
So I mean,
Tampa Bay hard.
Good thing we don't get paid for this. I mean, this is just our hobby and what we enjoy doing. But
yeah, another thing that we went through with the USS here, the Urban Sports Scene, is we ain't had no air conditioning over the summer while we was doing this show, and it was serious. I mean, we blessed to be in this restaurant right now. So let's roll the clip, Wally.
The Urban Sports Scene started on April 22nd. From the very beginning, we showed exactly why we were the best in the business. maybe not.
I'm taking the boys. It hurts my heart, but I'm taking the boys. I just think they have too much firepower for the Redskins.
To date, the Cowboys have only one victory. It wasn't versus the Redskins. Sorry, dog. Well, I give him a pass. I mean, it's just Will T is more of an NBA expert, I think.
Well, I read somewhere on the internet that LeBron said he wants to play for a coach who had experience playing in the NBA. But to me, if you bring in Byron Scott, you kind of have the same problem that you had with Mike Brown.
That ain't right.
It sure isn't right. LeBron plays for Eric Spoelstra and the Cavs. They did hire Byron Scott indeed. So, looks like you're wrong all the way around, bro. Well, looks like Will has some issues. But surely, my man Fish, he's never wrong.
Well, since all the moves, we had Avery Johnson, Larry Drew. But we're going to go right to a commercial break. We're going to make a move to the Wizards and Ted Leonis making talking about the change over to the Wizards in the right direction. So let's get to that commercial break.
I think it's Ted Leontis. Get your facts right, dog. But maybe it's just Fish isn't good with names. But when it comes to baseball, my man is like gold. I mean, he was a former D1 baseball player, for goodness sakes.
How far away you think they are? You know, Wally, you're a gambling man. I'm willing to put a bet right there. Next season, they'll be in the same predicament.
And next season, they'll have a better record than they do this year.
The only way they can go. I mean,
I'm telling you, next
right
season,
now.
They'll be battling for 500.
Oh, man. Too much talk about the Orioles.
Go ahead and pass that, Wally. I need a hit of that.
No, I'm telling you, 500. You heard it here first.
Buck Showalter was 34-23 this year. Oh, well, guess he struck out. No pun intended, though, Fish. Now, as for Wally, I'll be real. The boy is not only wrong, but he's proud of it. He will go down swinging, though. Check it out.
Isaiah Thomas got drafted probably, I want to say, in 80. I want to say 85. I'm not sure.
And he played until and his career was over when Joe won his first championship.
That's when he pretty much retired, though. A year after. So that's when he was prime.
So Isaiah Thomas' career was 6 years. Are you standing by that?
I'm just telling you, Isaiah Thomas pretty much retired a couple years after that.
A couple years after that.
Jordan was remarkably probably 95. Look it up, 95.
He retired on 95.
95, look it up.
Do you know 95?
I'm just saying, look up 95.
No, I don't have to look up. You look it up.
I'm saying, look up 95.
That's a good thing.
Anyway, do you know?
No, I don't. Exactly. That's what I'm asking you.
I'm
because
saying,
you
look
said
it up. I'm going to tell you, look it up.
You said, so you played 85 to 95.
I'm saying 95. I'm saying 95.
So you played 10
I'm
years.
Saying 95.
85 to 95.
I'm just saying 95.
You played 10 years earlier.
I'm just saying 95.
Nah, I think he played a little bit longer than that.
I'm just saying Isaiah.
So he got drafted after Jordan.
I'm saying 95.
Isaiah Thomas came in league after Michael
Probably
Jordan.
Before.
No,
before,
he came in before Jordan.
Exactly. And Jordan came in when 84. You don't know what you're talking about.
95. You don't know what you're talking about either. That's why you're trying to make me like I'm dumb. You don't know what you're talking about. Don't play it off.
You the one that made the statement. Isaiah Thomas is pretty much done. You were trying to
done.
Make an argument.
It's the truth. He was done.
But you say he
when
was
did he retire? When did he retire? I'm telling you, 95.
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you, 95. I'm telling you, 95.
You don't even know that. Please,
look it up.
Please email the show. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. Let us know when Isaiah Thomas really retired. Because he's looking it up now on the internet. While he's looking that up, anyway, we're getting away from the argument. Did you find
it? Oh, I'm sorry. It was 94 he retired. He played 81.
You saw how he was yelling? Exactly.
Yeah. 81. I was off a year.
81 to 94. Wow. Yeah.
81 to 94.
So we can't trust Wally. Anyway, I've been distracted while you was looking that up. Yeah. So let me make my point.
81 to 94.
Jordan Barkley.
That is wrong.
Well, maybe it's not that we were wrong, but it was probably because we had no AC in the studio during the hottest, and I mean the hottest summer of our lifetime. Take a listen.
USC's program is like the studio is hot.
We're in a studio. It's like hell in here.
Hotlanta.
Right now, Hotlanta. Right now, it's hot in D.C. And we just want to let y'all know we're risking our life in here trying to do this show.
You have no idea.
We have no AC in the studio. This is the third week in a row. Fish and Will T, who, you know, are our usual compadres.
They know why they
they're overweight. Both of them are overweight, and they got doctor's notes saying they couldn't even be here. And me and Wally, you know, we the slimmer brothers, and we here. So we bring this show for y'all. Y'all need to appreciate us a little bit better. I hope that y'all hear these fans in the background, because they're helping out a whole lot. So
most definitely. I wasn't turning them joints off.
Anyway, that wraps up another edition of Urban Sports Scene Fish. We look forward to having you back next week. But you didn't miss out. It was hot as hell in here today.
Jeez,
baby, we out.
The Urban Sports Scene. We got the hottest analysis in the business. Literally.
All right, I hope y'all enjoyed that clip, man, because I came up with it.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
So right now, man, real quick, as we continue to reflect on the show, we're going to move on to some real things, sports and all that, so hang in there with us. But I want to shout out a few people who have been supporters from pretty much from day one, I can say, since we've been on Facebook and Twitter, and you can check us out there, Urban Sports Scene. Search us at Facebook and Twitter, Urban Sports Scene, like I said. Dallas Cowboy Blue out in Texas, man, he's been one of the first people to respond to us on Twitter, man.
It's like our first round pick in Twitter, right?
Matter of fact, he kind of leaked out the Wade Phillips being fired before anybody else for us on Twitter.
You know what? We might have to hook up our boy Dallas Cowboy Blue with our folks at Apple G's down in Texas.
Most
definitely.
We might
have to look out for him.
Most
definitely.
Yeah, Brad from Texas. He's down there. I don't know what part of Texas. All y'all can get together. We can fly down, man. Prices, airplanes are cheap right now. Or you can come see us, man. Baltimore, D.C., whatever. Harold Jewell, who just sat in on show with us, he left like this is Mike and Mike. He got him to roll out. We know he is here, too. Keith Stover, he's been a big supporter. Jay Chris, new to his show. He's a show up in Philly. He's on VoltaRadio.com. Check him out. That's our man in college. Or man from college, I should say. Brian Stewart, Tony Snow, Dominic Esquerda. Shout out to him. He's in my fantasy football league. Christian Kapura, he's in Wally's fantasy football league. Ryan Burton, brother to the night. They're all on Twitter. Michelle Burwell, she actually left some comments for us, some positive comments. Live Check Concepts, y'all heard an interview a couple weeks ago. Y'all familiar with that? Check out Live Check Concepts, too. It's NFL, NBA, everything, man.
Yeah, and it's www.livechatconcepts.com.
Travis Chance, another dude in my fantasy league, second stringer show. Shout out to them. Good fantasy advice. Check them out on Twitter. Brian Barnes, Thomas Curl, Jarman Gant, Camille Hamid. We can go all day, man. Sid Diamond, but we're sorry. We can't name everybody. But shout out to all our Twitter and Facebook followers. You know, folks, keep listening. Folks on iTunes.
And of course, we got to shout out our cousins, Apple G's.
The Apple G's.
You know, you can always check us out on Sundays with them on Apple G's Blog Talk Radio. So we always going to shout them out.
Yes, sir, man. We appreciate the love. We encourage all y'all to keep listening. And we also want y'all to help us grow, man. One of our short-term goals is to have 300 Twitter followers by the end of this year. Right now, I think we're about 231. So let people know, let your family and friends, tell people on Facebook, Twitter, all about us, man. We also got blogs, blogspot.com/urban sports scene. Any other short-term goals? Now, we want to start taking callers here in the next 6 months, hopefully. I don't know if that's a real goal or if it's going to be a reality, but hopefully we can have your voice be heard on our show, and we can set you straight. We can teach you something, man, as you heard from our prediction segment.
Yeah.
So, it's been great, man, and hit us up. Give your thoughts. Change that DA, that game 6 at gmail.com. But that's enough reflecting. Let's get down to sports, what we're known for. So, we're going to take a commercial break. Stay with us. Live at Baltimore, Maryland.
Urban Sports Team.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had?
And the number one pick, LeBron James.
So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy?
What should I do?
What should I do?
What should I do?
Should I have my tattoo removed?
Want to see my shiny new shoes?
Should I just sell shoes?
Shiny new shoes?
Or should I tell you,
I am not a role model.
Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do?
Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser?
Did it for the money?
Rings?
Should I be who you want me to be?
Should I accept my role as a villain?
Maybe I should just disappear.
You should play football.
Should I stop listening to my friends?
They're my friends.
Should I try acting?
You just gotta deal with the heat, man. Keep patient. After a while, the temperature drops and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Should I make you laugh?
Or should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words.
You may cut me with your eyes.
But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the deck and start over?
Coming through here!
What should I do?
Should I be who you want me to be?
Thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene, live at the Champions Bar and Grill Lounge Club Spot. I don't know, the Boom Boom Room. They might got one in the back, knowing Harold. But we're about to hop into the NFL recap for the week, man. The Philly and Indy game, man, that was pretty big. I mean, I know most of us had the Colts. Wally, you pulled off the big upset with the Eagles over there. That's a good pick for you. I mean, how'd you guys think about the game?
I mean, for me, like Mike Vick, I mean, he was a one-man show. He pretty much did what I thought he was going to do. I thought the Colts were going to overrush him, and he was going to have lanes going up the middle, and that's what happened. And, you know, he's showing the doubters out there that he's an accurate passer. In this offense, he's a very accurate passer.
I didn't want to cut you off. I was talking to an Eagles fan earlier, and he made one of the best analysis I heard so far. He said this is the Atlanta offense north.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much, you know, around Vic to let him allow him to put him in the best position to succeed.
And even to chime in on that, and me and Ray always talk about this. To me, it's like an offense that's suitable to his talents. More like when Dan Reeves was coaching him. He got to take deeper drops, and now he can see the whole field a little bit better instead of taking them short drops and having the line crowd and him being unable for him to see over the line. So, I mean, Michael Vick is being who we thought he would be coming out of college, basically, right now.
I think the offense is very similar when McNabb was younger, you know, but now Vic has and Andy Reid both had explosive wide receivers. And it's an up-tempo offense, which I really like. But I was impressed with the Philly defense by holding the Colts down, especially Asante Samuel. He has Peyton Manning's number ever since he's back in New England.
Yeah, I think the Eagles defense plays well at home because Alex Smith kind of picked them apart on the road. So it shows they are vulnerable depending on where they play. Let's see if McNabb can do that coming up. We'll get there, though. If the Colts were healthy, though, would the game have been different, you think?
No, because to be honest with you, Andy Reid has a great record coming off bye weeks.
12-0.
Yeah, so I think, and the Colts playing on the road, not playing in the dome type of weather and stuff like that, I think this is probably the perfect type of game for the Eagles to beat the Colts in.
I don't think it would be different because, honestly, the difference maker was the quarterback number 7. That was the difference maker.
Yeah.
His play is shown to me is that if anybody hasn't talked about it yet in terms of NFC, I'm not going to talk about the AFC, but in the NFC, he should be a candidate for the MVP. I mean, I feel like, you know, he's playing at such a high level right now that he's playing untouchable ball.
I think
ball.
The only thing that's going to hurt him for the MVP is the amount of games he's played. That's the one negative. And the other negative thing would probably be is just on stats alone. I mean, he's not going to put up the gaudy numbers of 300-yard games left and right and, you know, 3 and 4 touchdowns. But I think that's probably what's going to hurt him. But I will say, I mean, he should be a lock-in if he continues to play like this, at least for the Pro Bowl.
Well, he's played so-so defenses. Jacksonville, Detroit, Indy. To me, his wins aren't that credible. I do like Vic. I'm an Atlanta fan. I'll be real. I'm a little bitter because he's studying. I keep saying it over and over again. But the defenses he's been playing has been so-so. It's just reality. What defense has he played that's good? The Skins defense is pretty good. They don't put up the best stats, but they get turnovers.
Well,
but he got hurt, obviously.
Eventually, he is going to play the Giants defense, so you'll see how he
Yeah, we got the next.
Yeah. So, I mean, the more he plays, the more games they're going to – I mean, Philly's tougher schedule is going to come in the second half of the season, so we'll see how he does then. But another game, we had Atlanta, Tampa Bay. Man, I don't know. I was going with Tampa Bay with the upset. I mean, it was a pretty good game, but Atlanta was able to pull it out. I mean, what you guys think about the game?
I'm an Atlanta fan, so I'm biased. But Raheem Morris thinks his team is better than what they are. I understand he's trying to be a master motivator. But that spread-out kickoff return was fluke. Catch us to play them in Tampa Bay, and it won't be as close, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think Raheem Morris, I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, this is a team that pretty much, I mean, only won, like, really even a handful of games last year. Look at the point. Look what they're doing right now. I mean, this is a team you probably thought was going to do this next season, not this season, because they're playing with a lot of young guys. I mean, you have to build up them young guys' confidence. So, I mean, of course he has to build them up a little
bit. They have done nothing. When they played Atlanta, when they played the Saints, when they played Pittsburgh, they have gotten L's, losses.
But they at least played competitive football. That's what you want to see from a team like them.
But, like, I mean, to harp on what Fish said, I mean, I went into it thinking that the Falcons would blow them out. I came out having a lot more respect for the Buccaneers after this game because they're a young team going against Atlanta. It's a big game, a lot of pressure. And, you know, they had Mike Williams, who continues to play well. Freeman, who almost led them to a winning drive. I mean, they continue to fight and claw. And that shows a big positive sign for that team.
I think it shows leadership. I do like Raheem Morris as a coach. Don't get me wrong. So I don't want to be mistaken here, but I don't think that Tampa Bay is a credible win for Atlanta. I believe we were supposed to beat them, and let's move the heck on.
I agree
with that.
So,
well, the next game we had, well, we're here in Baltimore right now. I mean, all of us picked the Chicken Boxes to win. They pretty much won, took care of Miami. I mean, how'd you guys think about that? You know what, Jew? We're going to talk. You just joined us right here in the studio. We want to get a couple. How did you think? And did you watch the game? How do you think about the game?
Yeah, I was impressed with the Ravens' defense as usual. They always step up to the plate. Miami's offense, to me, is inconsistent at times. But the Ravens, they play pretty good at home. And Joe Flacco continues to show that he's going to be dominant quarterback in the league.
Your in-laws make you believe us.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It's okay if you got a Ravens jersey. It's cool.
I'm a Redskins fan, but, you know, football fan is always going to be at heart. But the game, it was a good game. But only thing I can say is that the spitting incident. I don't know if y'all talking about that.
As a person that has spit on someone before, I have no problem with LeBron McClain did.
We're going to get there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what you guys think about that? It kind of brought up a little bit of news. LeBron McClain supposedly spit on Channing Crowder.
Well, Sean Taylor did the same thing against Tampa in the playoffs a couple years back. Antonio Pierce used that as an example, and he said, "You can't get caught. These things happen." Channing Crowder is kind of telling, though, isn't he? And he kind of snitching. I hate to use the word.
He is telling, but McClain came out today and said, you know, hey, yeah, I spit on the man accidentally. You know,
that's
I was speaking, you know, whatever I said, spit came out.
He didn't pull a Romanowski, did he?
But you see his neck jerk.
His neck jerked. He did spit on the man. And then if you did, he should have just said,
go ahead, my bad.
He's on Twitter, he's everywhere saying, I didn't do it. Then all of a sudden, it's like, I didn't do it on purpose. Come on now.
McClain looks like James Toney to me. He just looked like outside the cameras, man. He like he could be a real mean dude. So Ray Rice was on Twitter. He wouldn't even talk about it.
I'm sorry, I mean, because from what I hear, this is not his first incident that he's done that.
Really?
I heard he's a dirty player.
What's wrong with spitting on somebody? Aren't they playing football?
Like Channing Crowder said, man, you get killed in the hood for that.
Channing Crowder has developed a reputation right now talking a lot of trash to opposing team. You saw what he did against the Jets. Same thing what he did against the Patriots. I mean,
he's like Mark Scott.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse to spit on somebody.
Yeah, you don't spit on a man. You don't spit on another man.
You heard Tom Jackson, who wouldn't even stand up to Rush Limbaugh. Talking about, I would be on a plane back to his hometown. We'll meet. Come on, man.
I know. I laugh.
Come on, man.
You think Chris Bird would have let him give him some time off to go up there?
Rumbling.
But another game we had, Kansas City, Oakland, man. All of us picked the black hole, man. You guys watch the game? It was a pretty good game.
It was the game of the week.
Yeah. I mean, right now, both of them are playing pretty good. Oakland's, 5-4 right now, playing great. I mean, the Chiefs are struggling a little bit, but they're still winning. I mean, is this the same rivalry of, like, maybe a few years ago when they were actually winning?
Maybe for this game and maybe for the rest of the season. But beyond that, it's Oakland and Kansas City.
Well, see, it's still a rivalry out in the West. And Kansas City and Oakland, it still means something. But nationally, it hasn't mean anything in a while. Since probably Joe Montana.
70s.
Yeah, Joe Montana.
If that.
Marcus Allen.
Raiders weren't even good when Montana and Marcus Allen were playing.
Marty Schottenheimer versus John Gruden.
I mean, their rivalries are pretty Raiders much built off the 60s and 70s. Yeah. They really haven't had a major rivalry.
My bad. What was Nebraska's coach name?
Callahan.
He was the coach back then.
Well, Jason Campbell, man, he's been looking pretty good. What Al Davis called him, the black
Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett. Yeah. I mean, he's been playing pretty good. I mean, what do you guys think about Jason Campbell?
I don't think he cares. I don't think he likes
obviously life. He wasn't excited.
I don't even think Al Davis knows Jason Campbell's
like,
black.
When he got that, when he threw that bomb and Ford caught it, he didn't celebrate. We didn't get the two fingers up or anything.
Finally, somebody see what
I'm not going to lie this time, Ray. I see it now, man.
That's no Jason's Campbell. That's been his forte since he's been in the league, since he's been in college. He's just not an enthused player.
What is he, the black Eli or something? I mean, how much enthusiasm do you want from him?
All right, maybe now. I see what your point was, Wally, but maybe now you'll see some enthusiasm. I mean, he was named the starter for the rest of the season.
But this is one good thing about Jason Campbell in terms of his growth. In Oakland, how many game-winning drives has he had now? You know what I mean?
He's had at least two or three.
You know what I mean? Regardless, call it fluke or what
it's
you
a
mean.
Game-winning drive.
It's a game-winning drive. He's put on his resume.
It's a game-winning drive to tie the game, and also a game-winning drive to win the game.
And so. That bomb was on stride. It was a perfect pass.
And that was like a third down play?
Exactly. So, I mean, Jason Campbell right now is making big strides.
Okay, my message to Wally Express is be consistent. Matt Castle has done his thing this year, if you're going to say Jason Campbell has done his thing. But I don't hear you giving Matt Castle credit.
Matt Castle's going for 200, 300 yards. Jason Campbell can. against a top defense.
The thing against Matt Castle against decent is they're pretty much a running base. They're going to run the ball no matter what. Thomas Jones and Jamaal Charles. I mean, Jamaal Charles is killing for you in fantasy. They're going to run the ball as much as they can.
Isn't Cable the same kind of coach, though? Is he a run-first coach?
Yeah, he's a run-first coach.
Both teams lead in rushing.
I
got to
give Campbell his props. I don't like his demeanor, but that's who he is. So
okay, let me ask you guys this. Out of the two teams, who thinks going to miss the playoffs? Who thinks going to make the playoffs?
I'll take the Chiefs.
To make the playoffs?
Yeah. Predictions gone wrong, baby. Not this time.
They both make the playoffs.
I don't think both will make the playoffs.
The Chargers will come back.
The Chargers will come back.
I got both of them missing the playoffs.
Yeah, Chargers coming back.
I mean,
I like that.
Yeah. I got both of them missing.
I kind of have both of them missing. I think both of them will miss out.
I think they probably wind up with about the same record,
yeah,
either 8-8
I agree.
Or 9-7.
Because
I think the Raiders'
schedule
is coming up.
It gets difficult.
Same for the Chiefs, too.
But the Chiefs remind me of the Jets from last year. Run team, run first.
By the time they play the Chargers again, the Chargers will have all their guns.
I don't think the Chiefs don't have a dominant defense like the Jets, so I don't really see that happen. Okay. But another game, we just talked about San Diego. San Diego, Houston, that was a big game, big points. Man, me and Will went. Will and Wally, I went with San Diego. Me and Ray went with Houston. I mean, that was a good pickup for you over there, Wally, with going with San Diego to win.
I mean, go ahead. You want to go ahead,
Andre Johnson, if he catches that pass, man, it's a whole nother conversation we have right here. And it actually went up in the air for interception. I'm pretty sure everybody saw it by now. I'm not going to recap that. Houston should have won that game. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, that's kind of been Houston's M.O. in the past of when close games do happen. They, you know, try to sometimes find a way to lose, especially when they play the Colts. But, I mean, Andre Johnson, I mean, we had this debate before. I mean, is he the best wide receiver? Wally, you're a Calvin Johnson fan. I mean, you want to chime in or?
To me, all right, when you look at Calvin Johnson and Andre Johnson, they're two big wide receivers, obviously. But if you look at for what Calvin Johnson does, right? I mean, what Calvin Johnson is doing with his team right now, he's the Joe Gibbs of wide receivers. What I mean by that is he's playing three different quarterbacks. What do you mean by that? Three different quarterbacks. And to put up about 551 yards and 8 touchdowns with three different quarterbacks, you know what I mean? One you have what's his name? Stafford, you have Stanton, and then you have Hill from Maryland, an undrafted player.
To say Calvin Johnson's better than Andre Johnson, I think the first thing you want to look at is production-wise. In the past couple seasons, think about this. Andre Johnson's had back-to-back 100-plus catches, 1,500-yard seasons, back-to-back. Calvin Johnson's had one 1,000-yard season in his career.
All right.
I think right now, if you're talking about as far as talent-wise, I think Calvin Johnson, because the type of talent he has, I mean, there's no one in the NFL even close to his talent-wise. But as far as production on a football field, stats speak for themselves as far as with Andre Johnson's stats.
All right, let me say this, though. In his first three seasons, Calvin Johnson's first three seasons in the league compared to Andre Johnson's first three seasons in the league, Calvin Johnson's averaged about 1,023 yards with about 7 touchdowns. First three seasons.
He's only had one 1,000-yard season.
But it was a big one. First three seasons.
1,300 yards.
His first three seasons, Andre Johnson only averaged 953 yards his first three seasons with a better quarterback. I'm telling you, a better quarterback.
I like your argument. I like both arguments. I still think Andre Johnson is the best receiver, but I think you're discounting. He played with David Carr. He played with Sage Rosenfeld.
Yeah, but with
and Matt Schaub, really, he's not necessarily proven.
But I'm saying his best numbers came. But your point, his best numbers came with Matt Schaub. His best numbers came with Matt Schaub. That's my point. Once they got Matt Schaub, his numbers have gotten that much consistent.
He had a 1,300-yard season before Matt Schaub got there.
Are you positive about that?
You want to put some money?
Here we
sure,
go.
Sure, why not?
Sure. How much money you want to lose, Wally?
How much money do you want to lose?
You know what? Let's just make it a friendly. We'll buy a drink. You know what? Andre Johnson had a 1,300-yard season.
Yeah. What year was that?
What? 2009, he had 1,500. 2008, he had 1,500. 2007, he had less than 900 because he had less than 1,000 because he got hurt. The year before that, he had 1,300 because that was his Pro Bowl season.
I'm going to say Calvin Johnson's been playing with limited quarterbacks.
I mean, both of them have not played with elite quarterbacks.
Saying,
like, but I would say,
all right, answer this question. It's one question.
Got it. Wrong,
who is
got
it?
Oh, my bad.
Who is it? Who has played with better quarterbacks?
Neither.
Who has the better quarterback right now? Who has the better quarterback?
Neither.
Schaub has the better quarterback.
Schaub is the better quarterback.
I'm sorry, right now. I will say that I don't think that's
he's only part long as he
that relevant
Schaub.
In the argument. It is, but it isn't. Because right now, currently, you know, we're talking about just career-wise, right? Stats and seeing who's the better receiver. But we'll get back to that. Hopefully Ron will find that stat, and we'll answer that question after the break.
Well, speaking of best players, I mean, is Phil Rivers the best quarterback right now in the NFL?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Hands down, man down.
I think he's having the best season, but I still would take a Peyton Manning over.
Peyton Manning.
This
season,
though.
I mean, I think right now his numbers, they're not really running the ball. So his numbers reflect the team that's throwing the ball a lot. And they're losing a lot. I think they because they're losing a lot, they're going to throw the ball a lot.
Look who they're playing with. Look who he's playing
I mean, he is making a lot, but I'm not. If I was having to pick a quarterback, I would probably
take. A practice squad receiver looked like an all-star last week.
Ajari Tutu.
Ajari Tutu. Had 111 yards, two touchdowns. Fresno State.
I don't know. I was going to say
Fresno.
Zabuda.
Fresno State.
You got that
What races, man? Racist. They got Legadoo Nene. I mean,
but I actually heard from a San Diego ESPN affiliate that they thought Buster Davis was going to be the heir apparent to Vincent Jackson. So don't discredit all their subs.
But Buster Davis
right now,
can't
Buster
stay
Davis
healthy.
Is the typical LSU wide receiver right now.
He's like Lauren Robinson.
He's the typical LSU wide receiver.
Yeah, we hand
him off. That's your fault.
Blair White. All my picks turned
to
gold,
back
man.
To, yeah,
I
totally agree. Phillip Rivers
I think,
right now.
Yeah, he's playing the best role right now, but I was taking another quarterback over.
I mean, I'll take Rivers. You know, he leads the league in passing yards and touchdowns, and he's top five in the passer percentage.
And then we have, you know, Vincent Jackson is supposed to be coming back soon. So is he going to help that team out a lot more?
Yeah, not just Vincent Jackson, but Malcolm Floyd's going to get healthy. So they're going to have two best wide receivers back. And then adding, you know, Gates will get back and get healthy. This team is dangerous. It's still a dangerous team. Still the best team in the West.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers shouldn't get penalized, by the way, for Norv's coaching and an inability to run the ball. But I think Vincent Jackson helps a whole lot. Absolutely.
Well, I asked this question earlier with Kansas City and Oakland. I mean, which one of these guys you think is going to miss the playoffs and which one of you guys think is going to be in there? I mean, who you got? I mean, we came up, we thought, me and Wally, we thought San Diego. How about you, Ron? How about you, Ray?
San Diego, my heart says Houston, but my money's on San Diego.
Houston's going to miss the playoffs. Okay. Their defense gives us way too many points and too many big plays.
I mean, I think anybody can throw on their defense right now. I mean, as long as you can hold down Mario Williams, because their secondary is struggling bad right now.
I mean, that's the problem the past three, four seasons with Houston is their defense. I mean, they shirred up the D-line and the linebackers.
Their front seven's good, but their back is
awful.
You can throw against them any day of the week.
Yes, sir.
But our picks for the week, man, we got Baltimore ATL Thursday night.
What's the records, though? What was the records so far, Ray? What's the record so far?
All right, let me get that. Right now, I'm 8-7 as far as my picks go. Will is 7-8. Fish is 7-8. And Wally came back from a 3-7 start to win 5 games this weekend, 8-7. Let's make our picks this week. Let's see who's going to take that stride. Right now, it's just a game within each other. Let's take the stride. First game, Atlanta-Baltimore. You know who I'm going with. You ain't got to ask me.
Oh, you going with Baltimore?
just because we in Baltimore. It's a nice crowd in here, though. They don't look threatening at all.
I'm going with Atlanta. They playing in the Dome. Where are they at?
Flowery Branch. Why can't you pick the Ravens? Everybody you pick kind of haven't done well.
What you mean haven't done well? I mean, you know what? I'm going to pick Atlanta. And I hope they blow them out. They do the dirty bird and everything. Anderson come out of retirement.
Well, I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think that D's going to play hard on the road. Will, who's not with us, he picked the Ravens as well.
It's a nice crowd in here tonight, man.
I'm going to go with the Ravens. And this will be Atlanta's first actual test against a decent team. The teams they have played.
They played Pittsburgh.
They lost
to
Pittsburgh.
You don't see me low, man. If you ain't going to come with some good stuff, man, we're going to stick with the back.
You didn't let me finish.
It's
the second team they played. They play Pittsburgh, they lost. Ravens, I think they're going to come with intensity. Ray Ray is going to get on the field, and the defense is just going to be awesome. And like I said, Joe Flacco is up and coming.
He's a Ravens fan. Yeah,
I'm not a Ravens fan. Why do y'all keep saying that?
Sideline.
What about you, Ron? Who you going with?
I'm just going to say I'm going with the Ravens. I think they'll be able to pass the ball on Lions' defense.
You picked the line. All right, let's move on.
All right, our next game, we got Houston and Jacksonville. It's really much going to help out the AFC South standing right now. They're all pretty much very close in the standing. I mean, I'm going with Jacksonville at home. I think Houston's going to start that losing streak. How about you, Ray? You're coming up and down right now.
Yes, because fantasy, we'll get there later. Jay Chris, I'll talk to you later. I'm starting Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, and fantasy this weekend. I'm going with Houston. And I'll take the points. I don't even know what the spread is.
Will T, he selected the Texans. I too selected the Texans because I think the The Jags have the 22nd ranked run defense against the run. So Aaron Foster's gonna get out.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
What about you over there, Sydney?
I'm gonna take Texans in this.
All right.
What about you, Ron?
I'm taking Jacksonville in this. They come off a bye week playing home. The team, they're on a high right now with that win against Dallas.
Oh, gosh. Everybody's beating Dallas these days.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah, I think we beat them early in the parking lot, man. Seriously. Hey, how do you think Arian Foster's going to do in that game against Jacksonville?
Come on, man.
Give us a stat line for Arian Foster.
Come on, man.
Arian Foster's going to get out like, what is it, 22nd? He's going to get probably like $125, two touchdowns.
Y'all killing me right now, man.
Another game we got, probably the biggest game in the weekend that's going to happen is New England-Pittsburgh. I'm going Pittsburgh here, man. They playing at home, terrible tiles. And I'm going Pittsburgh right here.
Man, Tom Brady hasn't been the same since Randy Moss left. That offense is just normal. It's not even normal.
To add on what you were saying, when we had this conversation, weeks ago before Randy Moss had even left the Patriots, is Wes Welker.
Yeah.
Wes Welker's pretty much struggled since Randy Moss has left. So his game has pretty much been exploited. It's what you call, Wally called that months ago. What about you, Ron?
I'm going to pick the team real quick. I'm going to take Pitt, though, as well, though.
Yeah, New England has struggled on offense along with my fantasy football team. I'm going with Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Pittsburgh, but Aaron Hernandez will still get a couple catches, hopefully one for a touchdown.
It always goes back to
fantasy.
It's
always fantasy value, boy.
I know, boy.
I ain't going to lie. I'm rooting for my fantasy team more than my home team, my regular team, boy.
I can tell.
I don't even care no more. They can get the top pick.
Thanks,
we got another big game. We got the home team, Washington Redskins, going up against Philly. Man, I'm going Philly here. I think they can be able to take them at FedEx Field.
I'm going with the Washington Redskins for the sweep. Historically, they do well against Philly. Michael Vick will get a first, get his real first test since he got hurt the last time. Look at the Skins to come off a bye week, rested. Albert Haynesworth, let's go.
Obviously, I'm gonna pick the Redskins. We'll pick Philly, of course, but I'm gonna pick the Skins because usually Donovan McNabb plays pretty well. When amongst the controversy, did it a couple years ago against Arizona after he was benched. During the Ravens game, so I think Donovan will bounce back after benching and the Skins win the game.
His hamstrings healed by now.
What about you over there, Harold?
It's gonna be another nail biter NFC East battle, so I'm gonna go with the Skins at home.
All right, I'm going to go with the Redskins and shootout.
The Redskins and shootout.
I think McNabb versus Vic is going to be the hype that it was supposed to be in week three.
Then we have also another game. We got Tennessee and Miami. Man, I don't know. Randy Moss is coming back. I heard, is Jeff Fisher driving him to practice? I seen earlier they was getting out of the same truck at practice. But, man, I'm going Tennessee here. I think Miami's kind of struggling to put some points on the board. And I think Tennessee might be able to do something with Randy Moss there.
Titans.
Titans, man. Randy Moss is going to see single coverage with Chris Johnson out there.
What about you, Rick Ross?
I'm going to go with the Titans. Randy Moss is going to get a couple scores. And Chris Johnson, once again, is going to dominate. So we'll go with the Titans.
I'm going to go with the Titans, and I think you'll see Chad Pinson as the quarterback for Miami.
Who the Will pick?
Man, this last one, I'm just going to throw it out there. Will's picking, too?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Will's picking. He picked Tennessee.
All right.
And he picked Pitt, too. I ain't named that earlier.
This last one, I was kind of trying to hide it. I ain't ready to even put it on my little production joint, but they want to call it a big game. I think it's a terrible game, man. The Cowboys and Giants. I'm going with the Giants. I got them in my fantasy league. I don't pull cards.
This will count towards our record. It's a bonus pick, but I'm taking the Giants all day. Jason Garrett, I want to see how he's going to react in his first game as a head coach. However, don't be surprised if Dallas plays hard. You saw how the game started in Dallas. And Eli, luckily, Romo got hurt. So Dallas can beat the Giants. Don't get it twisted. Matter of fact, I'm changing my pick as a bonus pick. Doesn't count. I'm going with Dallas.
Well, we all know Dallas has the potential defensively to contain the Giants off the potential alone. But, for what I've seen the last couple of weeks, it really doesn't matter.
They've given up.
I'll pick the Giants.
Marcus Spears out 4-6.
What about you over there, Harold? What you got?
Thought you were going to say another name for me. I'm going to pick the Giants. that front four, defense front four right now of the Giants, I mean, it's just killing right now. And the Giants, Tom Coughlin just got this team motivated again. Once again, they're having fun playing football, so I'm going to go with the Giants.
I'm going with the Giants. The biggest difference is Giants' offensive line. They're back to what they were 2 years ago.
Well, we just got finished talking about the Giants and Cowboys. Of course, Ray, you iterated Jason Garrett. This being his coaching debut, but the coach is on the hot seat right now. We got
Wade Phillips just got fired.
Yeah, Ray Phillips got fired before he even got out of Green Bay, pretty much. Jerry Jones looked upset up in the skybox with
Who's going to follow? That's the question, man. So, and no
Justin
surprises
Watson.
On our list. Justin Watson.
Yeah, he's on
hot seat. Jay Chris, what's up, y'all? John Fox, that's not a surprise. Chili, I like that nickname, man.
So, what do you think? How hot do you think it's season?
Chili, his job was saved, just like North Turner's job was saved. So, with that W. And they did it for themselves. As everybody
now, last month I said Chili should be fired, but he's gone. I think Brett Favre saved him, but I think he wants to be fired. For him to cut Randy Moss without talking to the owner, they're getting an argument with Percy Harvin on Friday about MRI.
Like, you don't even cut Randy Moss on your fantasy football team. How you going to cut him in real life?
Yeah, you cut him in real life. You don't even talk to the owner about
it. Idiot.
And Sidney Rice hasn't even suited up yet?
Exactly.
You're going to cut Randy Moss?
He's just dumb.
They just start selling Moss.
We need to rant about him. He's an idiot.
I hear what you're saying, man. I know y'all like Moss and all, but let's move on. Josh McDaniels could be out. We never know. We'll see. That's an interesting one.
I think right now with him is, as if they continue to lose, he's going to be gone because all the transactions
he's
made.
Honestly, I think he's actually safe. I think it's just because of Tim Tebow. I think when Tim Tebow gets an opportunity, if he ever gets to play, I think that's when he gets to play and he fails, that's when he gets fired.
Absolutely,
Can't speak on that.
Sure, go ahead.
I think he stays. NFL is all about financial. And Bowen, the owner, is still paying Mike Shanahan.
Oh,
so he's not going to pay two coaches. He's not going to pay three coaches. One of the coaches,
that's
two to sit
there.
And truth be told, he's a loyal owner. He's not one of those evil owners out there who will fire you in the drop of a dime. So,
Eric Mangini, not a surprise. He's on the list. We'll see what happens. They upset the Patriots, but like I said earlier, the Patriots aren't where they were.
He wasn't Mike Holmgren's guy to begin with. I don't see him lasting the season.
But I see
him breaking in a Holmgren.
But
guy.
You know what? He's played hard. I mean, the team has played hard for him. So I think that's a big indication. That's always going to give you an extra year or two.
But I think the thing that's really hurting him, though, is that when he was with the Jets, he proved he could at least win with something. But right now with the Browns, it's pretty much – I mean, they've been able to compete. But, I mean, at the same time, it's always that GM coach thing. It's like, if you're not my guy, I mean, I don't have any type of loyalty to you. So, I mean, that's always something you just want to think about on the back burner.
Another guy
think they might bring up is – Atlanta's old coach that he brought out to Seattle that he was going to have coach.
Jim Moore.
So, I mean, he might pull in with that.
Greg Knapp, please.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen. Mike
Singletary's
another guy. He's an obvious one. But lastly, Ken Whisenhunt. Fish, you brought this up, man. Elaborate.
I just think that right now, with the type of team he has, I mean, he has a team that's probably should be able to compete more in the NFC West because it's not really a strong division. I mean, think about it. I mean, St. Louis is starting a rookie quarterback. They're able to win. Right now, Seattle, I mean, they don't even really even have a quarterback. They at least have won a few games. I mean, just thinking about the competition that they're facing, it's no reason they shouldn't be able to win more. Even though another thing I think that's going to hurt Ken Whisenhunt is his decision over this Derek Anderson, bringing in Derek Anderson. But then you having the Matt Leiner. I mean, if you weren't sold on Matt Leiner to begin with, you should have got a better quality of quarterback either in the draft or as a free agent because Mark Bolger was out there. I mean, it was various quarterbacks out there. Jason Campbell was even available, Donovan McNabb. So, I mean, if you're going to get rid of – you knew Kurt Warner was retiring, so you should have had a better backup plan than Matt Leiner, than Derek Anderson.
If Alec Kinzel ever gets an NBA coaching job and it's with the Clippers and he takes them to the finals, he'll never get fired. Ken Whisenhunt took the Clippers of the NFL to the championship. The Super Bowl. He shouldn't get fired. But it could happen. It's a high likelihood, in my opinion. We can see five of these six coaches with Whisenhunt being the X factor as far as staying on. But go ahead, Fish. You want to chime in one last time?
Well, the other thing is with Russ Grimm also being on that coaching staff, that could be a backup plan for the Big Wheel family, they're not really a loyal to a type of coach type organization.
The only thing I would say about that Russ Grimm thing is that he'll probably be on Bill Cowher's staff next year.
In Dallas?
Yeah. No problem.
Cowher's not going to coach.
Wow,
Jerry Jones.
That's a good one.
John Gruden is. Anyway, we're live, Baltimore, Maryland, Champions Restaurant and Bar. We're taking a commercial break. We'll be back. Urban Sports Scene, 30th episode.
Urban Sports Scene Podcast.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Ray Rogers of the Urban Sports Scene. And recently, Will T and I set out on a mission to see what the people think of our show. All right, there's Mike Wilbon right there. Wilbon, what you think of our show, dog?
I should say the next, it's the big thing.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We feel the same way. Coach Rivers, Doc Rivers. There's Doc Rivers. Go ahead, Will T. Get an interview with him.
Coach Rivers, how do you feel about Ray no longer being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I mean, Ray, he was absolutely sensational.
Yeah. I feel the same way, man. I thought I was great as the host, but it's all good. Big ups to my man, Fish. There's Alvin Gentry, man. Coach Gentry, what you think about Fish being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I've always been a big fan of his.
Oh, so you familiar with him before the Urban Sports Scene when he was host of the Mac Fish Show?
So no, I'm not saying that, okay? No.
So what are you saying? Anyway, man, let's move on. There's President Obama. Obama, my man Will T here, he dissed World Cup, man. What you think about him dissing World Cup?
He's a jackass.
Keep it locked to the Urban Sports Scene, because you never know who's listening.
Eat your brains, then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs, cause that's what a motherfucker monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the roster and a monster crew.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene, live at the Champions Bar and Grill and BWI Marriott, holding it down in the lounge or the, I don't know, where are we at? We got carpet and everything right here. We have
big screen TV,
yeah, man.
One french fry left.
No, the actually, bottle
waters? Like, I can't even name that bottle
cold
water. It's like Marriott water.
But it says
cool.
VP.
Hey, we need to find something out where those spring rolls was.
I know, right?
But
we need to find them crab cakes, dude.
Oh, we need to go down the street to G&M. We go get some crab cakes.
Now I'm talking about that Marriott crab cake, that Jew wedge stuff.
Crab cakes. I don't eat crab cakes. I'm a vegan, but
we're about to hop into that fantasy football segment. We got some matchups this week in our own little personal league, man. You know, man, I lost to Wally again. Wally, right now, he has my number in fantasy football, man.
Where's Jew at? I need a broom.
Yeah, man. He swept me this year,
I
man.
The broom.
I'm responsible for like two out of his four wins.
He's done so two.
I've lost to the.
Oh, nice shot.
Right.
Nice shot.
You know what? That's
a
cool.
Nice shot.
I'm used to being Fish.
That's cool.
He ends my streaks of losing.
You ain't lying, man. I hate playing Wally because it's like, man. Wally,
I was on a 2-game losing streak the first time.
Yeah.
I played Fish and now I'm smiling again.
Yeah,
look at him.
I hate playing Wally. I don't even know how I even play Wally. I just played him a couple weeks ago.
Hey, did you have your popcorn ready last night?
Be honest with you. Once T.O. Kuhn caught the first touchdown,
I just knew it was stop Curtis. Calling that.
I just knew it was Curtis after
for real,
that,
honestly,
man.
You saw the game. Chad Johnson blew me. He's like, he acted like the biggest baby in the world.
You know what?
Me.
I think Chad right now is probably hating T.O.
I think he is hating T.O.
Yeah,
I think he hates him.
But I will give a shout out to Chad Johnson. He got like a gold mouthpiece, so I will shout that joke out. So, you know, he's keeping the coolery going on, man. But, man, I lost to Wally, man. Wally, he's screaming back in that playoff contention. No, Ray's over here dancing. So, but Ray, you beat Will. I don't know. Did Will Steve even show up on that game?
Did he have like 60 points?
Yeah.
You know what?
He couldn't get the minimum.
Listeners out there, he clears his lineup until about 12:45 Sunday. In this game, he should have just left them off. If you're not going to, I mean, 55-point loss. I'm not going to talk too much trash, though. But I will say this. A few weeks back, I was yelled at about this winning streak that you say you're going to get on. And, hey, I'm on a full gamer. But I will say this. It could turn into a full game losing streak, with, you know, just like that. I want to make the playoffs. That's my goal, getting the dance. That's
will
all.
It start tonight after some predictions from a particular gentleman about Aaron Foster?
Yeah, I know, man.
We will see.
I played Jay Chris this week, who has already locked down the number one spot. Already.
Yeah,
it's guaranteed. He's 1-8. There's no way he can't get the number one spot. He has it.
I don't know him, and I might compete for it.
Oh, yeah. I got 3 wins, though.
Yeah.
I don't think Justin get another W.
Oh, Justin is close to clinching. I forgot about Al.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do play him this weekend. He might beat me. I'll be real, because I looked at his team. It's not a bad team. It's just he doesn't know how to sub.
And he
makes bad trades.
That, no, yeah. That was not a bad trade.
On his part, it was.
No.
He didn't stub Brandon Lloyd in. Brandon Lloyd had a good game. Yeah.
Hey, right now, you can't say that was a bad trade, because both of them are actually performing for him. It's his fault if he ain't starting
them. LOL.
So we'll talk about that later. But
LOL.
Ron, you know, you and Keith played. How'd that go over there?
A little scoring affair, but, you know, I pulled out the W. It's a win I need. I was on a 2-game losing streak. But now I'm back in playoff contention. My team is so inconsistent right now. I'm making some moves next week. Wes Welker will be on the bench.
Of course.
Might as well get rid of him.
I called that.
You still
trying to sit in them. I don't
still,
even say sit in
them. You still putting them trade requests for Pierre Garçon? Because all I do is reject them.
I know, but, I mean, it's like,
Hey, man.
Let's talk. I mean,
I offered you Devon Best for him. Devon Best, that's equal. But we're not going to go there.
You know what? Yes, we are. You could have offered me Jesus. I would have rejected that.
I know. I already know that.
I told you I was right. I told you that's right.
I knew you were going to trade with me. Anyway.
I'm not going to trade with him.
You crazy. If I offer you Arian Foster for Pierre Garçon, if you wouldn't take it just because it's me.
You know what? I asked for Arian Foster early in the year.
For Mike Tolbert.
I wouldn't know just for no Mike Tolbert.
And Roddy White. And Aaron Hernandez was in the trade. Come on, man. I was losing too much.
That was a throw-in. I mean.
Mike Tolbert?
You act like Mike Tolbert hasn't put up some things.
I got the law firm. Yeah, so, I got the law firm.
But my picks for the week, man, we had some, I don't know, up and down type of numbers going on. I mean, Wally, what about you guys you had over there for your fantasy picks this week?
Last week? Let's see. Who did I pick last week? Well, I said to start Vic. That worked out for me. You know, that was a good start. You know, Vic had 25 points in most of my leagues. So, you know, like I said, he's a dual threat. I said sit Miles Austin because, you know, Charles Wilson, you know, same thing.
Austin Miles.
And I said, shorter Will. Then I said, it's a sleeper would be Jason Campbell, you know, had 229 yards passing and a touchdown. So I think I did fairly well.
All right, I'll be Will.
I said LeGarrette Blount because I didn't really respect the Falcons defense, but I was wrong, I'll admit. Brent Celek, he didn't do anything.
Nah, did he get a catch?
Yeah, he did. They called it back.
Oh, yeah.
And Dermot McFadden had a good game, allegedly.
He got out.
Antonio Gates didn't play, no. Randy McMichael was Antonio Gates, though, so that's my pick. I said sit Hayward Bay if you didn't already sit him years ago. My sleeper was Lee Evans, and I didn't even look at his stats, which shows he didn't do anything.
I think he only put up about, like, 55 yards.
Yeah, it was
that's good.
Good.
Five is good.
That's better, than LeGarrette Blount, right?
I don't know. I think he might have caught a touchdown. I'm not 100% sure.
Blount put about 6 points.
I can understand why you didn't look. I can understand why you didn't look.
Exactly. All right, Fish, you had a great day.
Man, I had saw Randy Moss, and he put up points. He ain't even play against me.
Yeah, I don't
that's what always Randy happens Moss with Wally. He has Randy Moss, and he puts up points against me. I had sit Vic. I mean, I'm a dog lover. I ain't going to move that. I had Breston. I think he didn't put up too many points. He put up two and 20.
I have nothing. 20 had 2 points.
I mean, if you play in the league with punt returns and stuff, he probably got you more points, but he really ain't do nothing too much.
Hey, let's make our picks this week.
Who you guys got going for this week? Who about you, Ray?
Nah, I want to start Wally because Wally's been enthusiastic about this segment all day, man.
You know, you don't have to, man. I said
Calvin Johnson?
No, not this week. No. Randy Moss, you know. Ron, you know me so well, man. Randy Moss, you know, his debut game for the Tennessee Titans, man. His first debut game for the Vikings this year had 80 yards and a touchdown. I don't see anything different right now. I think Randy Moss will come up big.
I'm going to say start Nate Washington. Go ahead.
I'm going to say start Sean Hill versus Buffalo.
Is he going to play? Because he's still a little hurt. I've been hearing Drew Stanton might be able to get a start. Yeah, Sean Hill's still banged up a little bit.
I think Sean Hill's going to get a start.
I mean, start Calvin Johnson.
Either way, start. If you want to start Stanton too.
Was Calvin Johnson on 227?
Oh, Calvin?
Me personally, you have to start Steve Smith of the Giants. He's pretty much killed Terrence Newman the last couple of years, and I don't see why they're going to stop throwing the ball against the Cowboys secondary. I mean, Mike Jenkins, he pretty much gave on one touchdown against James Jones. So I say start Steve Smith.
I'm going to say bench Ray Rice. Moving on.
I'm going to say bench Tom Brady. Self-explanatory.
I will. Aaron Foster. Sit him.
You going to sit him?
That's my surprise.
Against Jacksonville?
A guy who I probably benched this week, I'll probably say, I don't know, Miami's running backs, Ronnie Brown or Ricky Williams. I don't think they're going to do anything against that front line of Tennessee. I really haven't done anything against them.
They've been sitting the whole year, actually.
Yeah, so. They're here pretty much. Who your sleepers for this week? Who you guys got going?
I'm not ready to get mine yet. I want to see what y'all say first. So I won't have the same one.
My sleeper is Troy Smith. He's going against the St. Louis Rams on at home and the Rams are 24th against the pass in the league, so I think Troy Smith will get out.
You know what, Wally? We do think alike. I was going with Crabtree as a wide receiver as a sleeper pick.
As far as a sleeper this week, man, I'm going with Thomas Jones. I got them. I mean, they're going to run the ball. I got Thomas Jones. Even though Charles is the home run threat, I got Thomas Jones sneaking up some points for you.
I'm going to take Donovan McNabb.
That sexy Rex.
Yeah, his hamstrings are healed. cardiovascular is good.
He's been running around FedEx. I seen him running around FedEx, so I think his little cardiovascular.
Hopefully he hasn't been chilling with Gilbert eating over the past couple
eating
weeks.
Eating that soup, yeah. Because Gilbert's picked up some weight, hasn't he? Yeah.
15 pounds in 3 weeks.
And the beard, cutting the beard off didn't even help. But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk about our Apple G's. So we're going to plug them. We're going to talk about what we covered in college football. We're going to hop into that commercial break.
Hi. This is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm gonna smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
Well, you've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene, man. We're about to hop into our little Apple G segment, let you guys know what we covered this past Sunday. And you can reach Apple G's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. So, I mean, you can check them out every Sunday at 9 o'clock. What you laughing over there, right?
You said /backslash.
I'm bad, man.
I just say slash. Yeah, okay. He was reading it, too.
Yeah. It's a slash. It don't matter, Apple G's. Y'all know we love you out there.
Google me, baby. Nah, but seriously, our Sunday episode we had on Apple G's was just, you know, we covered a couple different topics. We covered the Cam Newton situation going on with, you know, the money with the guy from Mississippi State.
Hold on.
Google me, man. You know what
I
mean?
I know.
Hey, man. You know, Google me, man.
Google me, baby.
Yeah. But this past Sunday, we talked about a couple of different things on Apple G's. We talked about the young lady at GW that wants to be a man. You know, I seen her walking through the campus. I thought she was a dude anyway.
Hey, you know what? I'm sick of that term. We all know what she is. She's a dyke. We just call her a dyke. I'm sick of that, man. She's a dyke.
You know what?
Dyke,
as a person with lesbian friends, I cannot let you say that. I love lesbians. Can't let you say that, Wally. Do you know what? You have to apologize to the people, man. I can't let you say that.
I'm saying terms of like street slang. She's a dyke.
Man, you can only say dykes on bikes when you see them on their motorcycles and they got their jackets. But no, on Apple G's, man, we covered a lot of different things. I think you'll like it because we had various people. We had a rock from St. Paul, but we also had Howard. Shout out to them guys. So check them out every Sunday at 9 o'clock, 8 p.m. Central Time. But as far as we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk about some NBA.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge. When we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. Still live here at the Champions Bar and Grill. We got a is Sidney Lowe going to come back and rejoin us later?
I don't even know.
Well, hopefully he gets some snacks from back.
He's
at
NC State right now. He's back.
We're about to hop into that NBA segment right now. Isaiah Thomas, man. I mean, he's a college coach. He wants to get back in the NBA. I mean, what you guys think about his comments he made? He wants to get back into becoming a head coach of the Knicks. We covered that on Apogee's, but what you guys
Yeah, he's not even really a good college coach. I could see if he was like Nick Saban, where you lead the pros and you go and you conquer the college world, but he hasn't even done that. He's not even Pete Carroll. Who is he?
As you know,
Bill Callahan.
As you can tell from Ray's segment in the beginning, you know I'm a big Isaiah Thomas fan. Anyway, but Isaiah, you know, yeah, I think he should get another chance. I'm a fan of Isaiah. He's a great recruiter.
Yeah, when did he get drafted?
You know what?
1981. I know now.
You say he's a great recruiter, but he coaches at where?
Hey, man.
Is it Florida Atlantic?
If LeBron James was coming out, he would have got LeBron in Florida.
Know.
Watch.
He might be right.
Atlantic.
Does
Florida
he
Atlantic.
Even get two-star athletes?
Actually, he does. He did recruit some four-star, five-star athletes. He did get some commitments.
He knows, man.
Hey, man, you spoke to Adrian Dantley fan being here from this area, though. We don't like Isaiah Thomas around here, man.
He ruined Adrian Dantley's career.
He did.
I like Isaiah. He won him out so he could bring his boy.
Isaiah was like smart Isaiah. To stick in college. I mean, he never cut it in NBA.
He got Jermaine O'Neal.
Or as a front office person.
If it was for Isaiah Thomas, Jermaine O'Neal would have never been successful in Indiana.
But you could, all right, think about it like this.
Or Ron Artest.
You hear Drake in the background?
Marcus hey, Camby, hey, David hey, Stoudemire. Hey. You want to keep going?
Tracy made it with the Knicks?
The Knicks? That franchise was destined for failure anyway.
Man, let's talk about somebody that I know you're going to rant on about. Let's talk about your boy Rondo right now. Rondo breaks the assist record. I mean, you know, most of us, is he a top five point guard? We already know your statement,
absolutely
Wally.
He is.
I think right now in the NBA, I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't put him in the top five.
Wally, name your top five point guard.
Oh, it's easy. Chris Paul, Deron Williams, Derrick Rose, Stephen Curry.
What? Is he a point guard?
And John Wall.
John Wall.
You heard it here. That's my five.
We're Sydney logo. I'm going.
Man. You're going to do the John Wall dance?
No. No one told you to stay, boy. Go.
Boy. Wow, man. You just racist and sexist. Right there, Wally. We need to get you back in the Cedric Entertainer outfits, man. It's all black. You kind of being racist.
I'm going to go Deron Williams, Chris Paul, Derrick Rose, Andre Miller. And my last pick is Andre Miller. I think he's a top five point guard. And I still think as long as Jason Kidd is playing, he's going to be in the top five.
Steve Nash,
top five.
Steve Nash, non-assist.
You ain't put him on your
no.
list?
No.
I'm just asking. He's not on my list either.
Why you got Rondo on your list, man?
Why?
You know he's good.
No, he's improved. 14.8 assists a game.
Them headbands squeeze your brain. He took it all. Mo Williams took his all.
I'm just saying, man, you know. I mean, if anybody else could play with that talent, I think they would do. I think Chris Paul would even have like 20 assists a game.
He plays with guys from the Y.
You think so?
They're all 35 and older, man.
They dominate when it comes when they need to play big. They dominate the big three.
They get big.
They go hard in the paint.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't see why you couldn't put him in the top five. I mean, it's debatable. You can put him five. You know, I mean, it's debatable for him to be five. But I think right now it's pretty much top point guard.
All jokes aside, Williams, Rose, and Paul. All jokes aside, though, currently he is playing he is the best point guard playing right now.
Oh, 22nd timeout. Westbrook out in Oklahoma City is up and coming.
Yeah, but But you know what, though? I'll say this, though. They just play OKC, and Rondo outplayed him. That's the only reason why.
So
I'm just saying, they just played.
What does that mean?
Okay, but honestly, I will say this. I'm a
Brandon
Kevin Durant.
Might have an argument, too.
No. I'm a Kevin Durant fan. But he's having a better year than Durant is right now, Westbrook. He's putting up 20-8.
Jeff Green is having just as good a year as all of them.
All right, top 5 point guards.
What's Jeff Green's numbers?
His average is 19. I know that. Check it.
All right, Rondo's a top 3 point guard in my book. So,
I mean, you can at least put him in an argument. I mean, you can at least debate it for him.
Put Rondo.
Put him in the top 5. I mean, you can.
No, like I said,
I'll
be real. All jokes aside, currently he is playing. He is the best point guard.
I mean, you can
right
at least
now.
Say he's.
I mean, you can't 14.8 assists. I mean, it is what it is.
CP is
I just think. I just think that when he plays a decent defensive team, they actually put out his weaknesses and they suffer for it. That's just my problem with it.
But right now the Lakers are undefeated. I mean, are they about to get another ring? Is Kobe and about to get another ring right now?
I'll say this. You know, 5 of the 7 games they played have been at home.
Hater.
They always get a favorable schedule.
So they have 7. They're 7-0, and 5 of the 7 games have been at home. So, I do think they're playing great ball. I'm not going to deny they're playing great ball, but they have been playing at home a lot.
Great is a stretch to me right now.
I'm really surprised at how well they are playing. I didn't expect Kobe to be healthy this soon. But the biggest difference is Barnes, Blake, Lamar Odom, and Paul Gasol are probably two of the best players playing right now to start the season.
Yeah, Barnes is making jump shots, which is abnormal. But
Man, holler at me after the All-Star game. Right now, I'm watching football. I mean, to me, basketball, you show the better teams come about after the All-Star game, who really starts playing.
Yeah, but
because this out the gate stuff, I mean, have the Lakers play really any top caliber teams?
Like I said, I want to see the Lakers when they playing Orlando, Miami, Boston, the Mavs, even Denver. I want to see when they play them, those teams, and if they're still doing the same things they're doing to the rest of the competition, then maybe we could talk. But right now, they haven't been tested.
Yeah, it's too early in the season for me. But right now, the T-Wolves, I don't even know what you do. I mean, do we have to talk about them? I mean, they kind of suck, though, man. I mean, I had Kevin Love, but
that was Will T. The T stands for T-Wolves. Let's move on.
You know what? You know, this Will T never talks about the NBA team he likes. That's been a secret, right?
Knicks.
Yeah, no, he barely talks about
them. They're actually decent this year, though.
Yeah, Raymond Felton's playing great ball.
But the T-Wolves' problem is the general manager. The man had two draft picks in his top five 2 years ago.
Point guards.
Yeah. And he picked Flynn and Rubio. Just imagine if you pick Tyreke Evans or Stephon Curry.
Well, I do. I'll say this though. I think when Flynn gets back, that team is gonna run for real. I think they'll be back.
Man, I didn't even like the Al Jefferson trade. I mean,
freaking you trade out
Michael
Jefferson,
Beasley, and
Michael Beasley. But you throw money.
They don't need him now when they have Mike Beasley.
But you throw money at Darko Milicek. You get him like a 4-year deal at the max.
Player.
I like the Kevin Love draft pick. I do agree with Ron though. Totally agree with Ron. That's a good point.
What?
Tyreke Evans and Stephen Curry.
Yeah, I agree. I wanted Stephen to be the first point guard draft. You already knew that.
But I mean, you look at this past year draft. He has 4 picks in the first round. Wesley Johnson's the only guy. He traded up 3 picks.
Wesley Johnson's been pretty good though. Honestly.
He traded. You had 4 picks in the first round. Yeah. Top 20.
That's cool. Make a
and you
point.
Trade 3 away. Come on, man. He needs to be shot.
Well, last week on our Go Hard in the Paint, last week. Everybody had some guys. I mean, while you had O.J. Mayo, Ray, you had with Landry. Will, I don't know why we even going to bring his guy up. I mean, did he even get into the headband? Even
not
get in
even here,
week?
Man. Will T.
I mean, I went with Kevin Love showing the big white guys some love. But, I mean, who you guys going with?
Wally, can you cue the music in here with the loud music?
I think I'm going to try to do it real quick.
Put it low, man. Let's get the Walker Flock on. But, yeah, I had called Landry. He had 17 points, 5 boards versus the Lakers, which was great in the loss. But he only had 4 points and 0 boards in a loss against Memphis, which was disappointing. I'm going with Hedo Turkoglu this week. He's settling nice. His next matchups are against Sacramento, the Lakers, and Denver. He's averaging 10 points a game, but in his last game against Memphis, he had 18 points. I think he's starting to find his niche out there in Phoenix.
Like Fish said, I chose O.J. Mayo last week. He averaged 17 points per game, and he shot 42% from 3. This week, I'm choosing Stephen Curry. Started off nice already. Had 34 points last night with 3 steals. Also, an individual on Facebook, Thomas Curl, he has Paul Gasol going hard in the paint.
You want to pick somebody this week for Will T, Ron?
Will T. I'm going to have to go with Stephon Curry.
You can't be stealing my picks. Yeah, somebody else.
All right, somebody else. I'll go with Gilbert.
I like this.
Second week back from off the injury. He's going to get a lot more minutes.
See, if it was really like a Will pick for real, to stay on that team, you would have picked like...
You want me to get a Will pick?
Yeah, like, what's the dude, Cartier Martin or something? We would have picked like Cartier Martin.
The guy right from Golden State.
Hey, Wally, on the subject, was Jonathan Coachman on WWE?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, I know I recognize that dude, man.
The coach, The Rock. The Rock, he's Jonathan.
Almost couldn't take him serious. My bad, we watched the TV up here, man.
Man, I don't know who would even pick to go hard in the paint this week, man. I'm going with Pat Riley.
Typical.
I keep the safe choices, man.
Typical. Go with Darren Williams, man. He was just like, you play right now. They came back.
Darren Williams.
They down 5.
You know what? I'm going to go with all light-skinned basketball players for the rest of the season.
Matt Barnes.
As a bonus, go hard in the pay. I'm going Allen Iverson and Turkey. He's about to get out.
Man, first I heard he already hustling some stuff out there, man. He's sending
Turk
back
is superstar. Turkey's all-star game. Turkey's MVP.
Late for his press conference.
We talking about practice in Turkey. We talking about practice Turkish style.
But we about to go hard to paint some more, man. We got a little post-game segment we got to put up. Man, we talked about him earlier. Channing Crowder. LaRon McClain, who you got, man? I'm going with it. If you spit on somebody, that shows how much respect you got for them. I'm going with McClain. He went high, spit on the man. That's
so who am I take between the two?
Who would you take? I'm going to take
Channing Crowder. You see McClain kind of run? He ain't any part of Crowder. He was high behind everybody. He ain't want no part of him.
I'm about to spit on the mic. I beat Will by 55. Playoff host alive. Fantasy football. Y'all don't want me rapping this way, man. Spitting is disrespectful, but if I had to pick somebody, I think McClain might hurt that dude, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go with McClain.
You saw his post-game little outfit?
Who's that?
McClain. Looking like he was what's his name, Soldier Boy or something.
Man, I don't know too many dudes that go hard named Channing, so I'm going with
Hey man, Channing kirking out. Yeah. Never mind.
But Jeff Gordon, Kevin Harvick, man, you know they kinda wreck a lot in NASCAR, but man,
yeah, push and shove.
Hey man, I'm going with Jeff Gordon, man. I mean, I know the two. I know his colors are like yellow, so I'm going with him.
I'm going to go with Jeff Gordon. He was the aggressor in the situation. Harvey was kind of backing off. Even though I like the good guy who was admitting his fault, Jeff Gordon, I thought he was going to throw a wrench or something, dog. That's how hype he was. You know what I'm saying?
How come Brad Doherty, like, covers NASCAR?
He owns some NASCAR teams. He's big in NASCAR.
Wow. He's from Carolina, so you remember that.
That's he has money in some NASCAR teams, man. And I think he might have a car somewhere he can fit in and actually drive
that's
around the track.
Amazing.
You know, Randy Moss does the same thing.
Yeah, Moss
does
the same
thing. Yeah, he
Randy Moss has a team. Michael Jordan has a team.
But I'm just saying, just because he actually, like, covers it. Like, he's an analyst. Like, that's, like,
yeah, he's
that's
good his thing.
He's good at college basketball or something with, like.
It's better than horse racing.
That's true. It's a lot better.
I mean, the girl gave it all she had out there. Please, it's horses.
I like horse racing more than NASCAR. NASCAR,
you
know,
only
because
of betting
game. It's a betting game. That's why.
I'll be honest with you, down the stretch, what? I mean,
you been down to Laurel recently?
Been to Laurel. I've been to Rosecroft. We even went to the one in
actually NASCAR.
Wow.
No.
Have you
NASCAR.
Ever been to a horse race?
Nah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see you at a horse race. I can see you definitely. I know you're a gambling guy.
I mean, no. If you when you go to a, I mean, I will debate for horse races. When you go there, I mean, think about this. Every race is pretty much like. A last second driving and like an NFL game.
Home stretch.
Yeah, get the waiter over here. But you know what though? You know what scarred me from horse racing? The Simpsons. Did y'all see that the Christmas episode?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
And then Homer took all his mice and sounded little Homer. I thought it was terrible.
You know what? That's what Michael Vick should have been doing, racing dogs instead of fighting them. Oh, probably would have went to pro.
Hold up. The honeymooners.
You could have had little Vick running down the stretch, man.
And you would have bought a train on the ground.
But but the two jockeys were fighting, but I don't know, you guys even want to talk about it. I'm going to go with the little guy.
At least two little midgets. Two little midgets fighting.
So, I mean, they would fight like they're the
Hey, man, shout out to Darnell Doggett, Sport Fit, Laurel, Maryland. Ken DeSermo, he's a jockey. He goes to Sport Fit. I'm not a member there no more.
Matter
but
of fact, the Laurel racetrack's right across from Sport Fit. You guys can check it out.
Absolutely, man. Who cares?
They have Nigerian parties over there, too.
At the racetrack?
At the racetrack?
Yeah, by the racetrack.
By the racetrack. Oh, Bingo's down there, too. Funnel cake.
Yeah, back in the
Delta.
Me and Wally got stuck in the smoking section, and he almost died.
I know.
Bingo.
Almost killed me.
Oh, the bank. The Capitals are 4-3, by the way.
But we also got a big fight this weekend. You know, if Will T was here,
the sweet science
of boxing that, you know, don't nobody watch. We got Pacquiao.
You heard it here first.
Pacquiao, Margarito.
Margarito's going to knock him out. What round he say?
You just getting silly. Because you used to like Pacquiao.
I'm
one
with Pacquiao.
A, one B.
I'm with Pacquiao.
Yeah, I thought you said Margarito's
going to be. I'm doing Will T as we did last week.
Wow. Oh, my bad. All right. Will T, sorry, man.
Will T's going with Margarito?
Yeah, you said last week.
Will T actually could have made the show. I mean, what's happening right now?
Let's see. Let's check that.
Man, we're working into the night, man.
Yeah. He's trying to avoid
the
food.
I got Jerry Jones the only person winning out this fight because he's going to make some money.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So you're going to pick a cowboy.
I'm picking Jerry Jones.
I'm picking a cowboy this time, huh?
I'm picking eight. It's one cowboy he's going to win this week.
You're going to suffer.
You know what, Matt Flatt?
They're going to suffer.
I got Wade Phillips ringside at the fight.
Quick road to ringside.
I got Wade Phillips ringside at the fight.
Wait, Wade and Bump?
Yeah. And when Jerry Jones hosts up Manny Pacquiao's arm, they're going to rush him with a cowboy hat on.
Nah, it might turn into pack. That Riddick Bowe crowd situation when Jim Lambie had to go looking for his daughter.
Go ahead and do his voice, right?
He didn't want to.
Go ahead and do his voice.
My daughter's in the crowd. I have to go. So long, Jim, Bill, and all our producers here at HBO. Where's my daughter?
Well, that's about to wrap up another second for Urban Sports Scene, our 30th episode. Before we get out of here, you guys got any last thoughts, ideas? You know,
hey, let's do another 30, man. Look out for us on your next major network, baby.
Most definitely. Keep tuning on iTunes, man. We growing every day by the second.
How can these folks reach us, Wally?
Oh, you can reach us at www.waleo.podbeam.com. Waleo is spelled W-A-L-E-O. Also, they can search us on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, YouTube. They can check our blogs at www.urbansportscene.blogspot.com. And also our email is at change.da.game6@gmail.com.
Well, that wraps up another episode for the Urban Sports Scene. We're going to have, in 22 more weeks, it'll be the year anniversary, so that's when we even do it even bigger.
You getting Buffalo wings? You getting Buffalo wings?
I want some.
Yeah, see, we get Sydney Lowe back in against us, man. But we're going to let you guys next week, same time, same place.